and welcome to Marooned at MacBite's headquarters. Day
270.
And, oh, Jonathan, I was just going to say it was a very special day. We were all going to wish Jonathan happy Hanukkah, but his kettle hasn't turned up.
Don't laugh.
No, do you know why I'm laughing?
Why?
They made their first mistake when they gave it to... Is it Yodel or home delivery? What are they telling you they've done with it? Because I've got a funny story about something that's missing, and it involves you, Jonathan. So was the kettle your Hanukkah present? Hermes, they're as bad. Yet they're like a home delivery thing where somebody brings it in their car, aren't they? Yeah, they're annoying. Incredibly annoying. They have no idea. They don't have a tracking number, so it could be anywhere. Well, do you know what? Did it come from Amazon? Because Amazon have only got themselves to blame, haven't they? Why they keep employing those companies, I do not know. There are just no words for the idiocy of them. Good morning, Paul. How are you? And how is it down under? London, apparently, is appalling at the moment. So, gets Manchester off the hook a little bit. Happy about that. Very happy. But it came from Amazon, wasn't fulfilled by them. Now, it's funny you should mention that, Jonathan, because that's exactly what happened to me. It was a marketplace seller. And although everything was done through Amazon, it's gone missing. Mm. So I left it a bit. I got a note saying it was with Royal Mail and could I give it a bit longer? I've given it 8 days longer and I'm through. In fact, 9 today. So I wrote and there was only two options, you know, send me another one or ask for a refund. So I thought, oh, I've had enough. I'm going to ask for a refund. So I did. And I get a mail back from them saying they're very sorry. They can't send me another one because they're out of stock at the moment. But if I could hang on, then they will. And I thought, what part of order? I've already asked for a refund, don't you get? So I feel your pain, Jonathan. I do. It's so annoying. But it must be even worse if it's a kettle. Because what are you doing for hot water? You think that's what's going to happen with a kettle? The thing that makes it even worse than that, if you got it on a deal, so it was reduced by any amount, the way that they work it, where you get the refund, then you lose the deal. They don't offer to send you another one, which obviously they have with me, but they can't because they've not got any. When did shopping become a nightmare?
Shopping's always been a nightmare.
Well, yes, it is, actually. I totally agree with you. Oh, is this the Hanukkah candles? Let me have a look. Let me have a look. That's gorgeous. Wow. That is beautiful. That must be one of the nicest menorahs I've ever seen, Mike. Mm. It is beautiful. So intricate. Oh, what does that say? Oh, happy Hanukkah, it says. With little Hanukkah things on it as well, little candle holders. That looks very... This might be sacrilegious, I don't know, Jonathan. It looks very Harry Potter-ish. Very nice. Wouldn't look out of place at Hogwarts, that. And is this oil that's in it as well, rather than candles? Or is it melted wax? I've never seen anything like that. That is beautiful. Oh, and I can see a reflection of Johnny in there as well. Just look at the back. It's like the vicar. Loving that. Absolutely gorgeous. Hello, Tracy. Oh, it was a bar mitzvah present. But that for you isn't that long ago, is it, though? You know. Oh, actually, it is. It's more than half a lifetime ago. That's cheered you up, hasn't it? It smells like a chip shop. Did you not think it... Does it have to be olive oil? Did you not think of putting some, like, you know, lavender oil in it or something?
Now, if only Father Hanukkah could bring him his kettle.
Yeah. That would have been nice today, though, wouldn't it? For the first day of Hanukkah, that would have been really nice. Johnny, happy squiggle. That's Hebrew, isn't it? I would know that anywhere. adding something to it is a good idea, Jonathan, before you faint. Or, worse still, start craving. You could be craving chips next, and that would need a trip out. So don't do that. No, it's absolutely gorgeous. So are you going to come on tomorrow night when I know you're with us all night to tell us all about Hanukkah on Two Show Friday? That would be amazing. You fancy that? You can explain all about that, your beautiful menorah. And by then, who knows, kettle might have arrived. They've not left it in a bin somewhere, have they? There you go, it's a date, Jonathan. Because I know you're with us all show on a Friday, so that would work well. Is it double do's with it being Friday night as well? Or is it just all the same? Do you remember that menorah that used to be outside TGI Fridays?
Yeah.
That was cool. I wonder if he's there this year. Not been past TGI Fridays in about 18 months. Last time I went into Manchester, we got to the where the old flyover used to be in that church. And I said, where did that block of flats come from? And as Mike's driving and I'm like looking over his shoulder at the block of flats, I turn around, there was two more blocks of flats. And I said, is this my hometown? Because I'm not recognising it. And that was before I've been out of action for nearly a year.
That was our first date.
TGI Fridays?
Yeah.
Well, not really.
Well, if you include them fish fingers and oven chips.
No, that's true. We went out, didn't we? No, I was thinking our first date was a reserve match.
Well, yeah.
Sort of.
Yeah.
Should we share details of our first date with
them?
Go
on, then.
Well, we...
It's 30 years ago. I can handle the embarrassment.
No. We'll leave the totally embarrassing stuff out. Well, we kind of knew, didn't we, on the Sunday night? But he said, I'll see you in the morning.
Kind of knew what?
That we might start going out. But on the Monday, he said, I'll see you Monday morning. Because he was going to work, which was really close to Old Trafford. And I was up at alarmingly early o'clock to go buy some tickets. So I'm stood there in the queue, freezing my proverbials off. Not a sign of him. Didn't bother showing. Are you ever going to explain that one?
No.
Went straight to work with a copy of the match, because we'd been to Wembley the day before, and we'd won. Those were the days. Straight into work with a copy of the match on a VHS tape to watch it with his boss before work started. When I was stood at Old Trafford buying tickets, he wants locking up, is what I say, locking up. But on the Monday night, he couldn't escape with it forever, could you, Mike?
No.
No, because the Monday night was a reserve match. And I'd never had a boyfriend, never been out with anyone. Mike had never had a girlfriend, never been out with anyone. And there we are, sat in the car, awkward as heck, aren't we? But we manages to get into the ground. So we're sat there watching the first half of the match. And I sat with a load of people that I knew. And Mike sat with these four girls in a different part of the stadium.
Mike's women.
He had women even then, you know. I know, scary. But on reserve match night, you could sit where you liked. So the whole gang of us would sit together. Well, what were we like? Cats on a hot tin roof.
Couldn't wait to get away.
We just wanted to be on our own. So we watched the first half of the match. And for the first time ever, it was only a reserve match, I'll grant you. But Mike said, shall we go? I said, yes, for God's sake, let's go. Because we were thinking, we didn't want to tell anybody, because it was far too soon to tell anybody. But we didn't want to sit there looking like, oh, do you think they're going out? So we left. I would have thought they'd have sussed it by then, wouldn't you?
Mm.
But they didn't. So about 2 months later... And these girls were right, the horrible lot, weren't they?
Yeah.
One of them worked in Topshop in town. And we hadn't told them we were going out. So we're in town. Mike says, shall we go past Topshop? And I said, what, holding hands? He said, oh, yeah, let's do it. So we headed to Topshop. And there she was. And she looked at me. She said, oh, hi, what are you doing here? And then she looked down and we were holding hands and she was speechless. Yeah, but we kind of lost touch after that, didn't we, funnily enough? Obviously, they all had an eye on Mike. His women, what can I say? Oh, so Tracy's got problems with the dog tag company, some distribution centre. So your dog tag thing's not turned up. That's the suit, isn't it? Oh, dear, dear, dear. you're right, Jonathan. No, like, if it turns up, then you're fine. Unless it's broken, and then that's a nightmare. But if it doesn't turn up and it's something you really need, you're like, well, do I order another one? How long do you wait? And they're always asking you to wait at least 3 to 4 days. And it depends what the item is. Because I always work on the principle, I don't particularly want to wait for something when you look on their site and it says, you know, you can have this by 7 o'clock tonight. So why are you asking me to wait 3 days for it then? And it's because obviously it's already out and it might just turn up. That did happen once, didn't it? Just the once. They sent, that is how I can feel Jonathan's pain, you know. They sent a monitor that I'd ordered. And I'd ordered this monitor because the other one was broken. So I'm sat there at a computer that should have had two monitors with one monitor. And honestly, nothing was working. So my mum said, well, what we agreed was that you just order one from Amazon when you need it. You know, that we don't have to wait until there's a computer fair on or whatever. Just go order it. Which would be fine. I ordered it. It was going to be there next day and they sent it Yodel. It never arrived. So Amazon said, can you wait? And I think it was 6 days. But on the site, it was still saying, you know, order today for delivery tomorrow. And I'm like, what? So I gets onto them and tears the first lady a new one. She couldn't handle me. So she sent me through to somebody else who also couldn't handle me. So in the end, I said, can I just speak to a line manager? So I gets put through to this manager. And he was busily trying to explain it. And then I put him right and said, you know, I'm a good customer. You can see that. And my history with them went back to 1998 when all they sold was books. So I'd been a customer at that stage about 15, 16 years. So I was explaining to him that I needed this and I needed, you know, anyway. In the end, he said, we'll send you another one. So I said, well, don't send it Yodel. And fair play to them, they did not send it Yodel. About easy 4 to 5 weeks later, I was out, I think. And my mum said, there's a delivery for you. And I said, I'm not expecting anything. So she said, I said, who brought it? You know, UPS, Amazon, who brought it? She said, just a bloke in a car. I thought, I'm definitely not expecting anything from just a bloke in a car. So I picks this thing up and looks at it. There's no indication on the outside what it actually was. It's only the monitor, which had been MIA for 5 to 6 weeks. So I gets onto Amazon. He's like, I'll keep it. So I ended up with an extra monitor. Oh, let's catch up. Hello, Anthony. How are you doing? Oh, Kim, that's so true. They email you for a review when it's not arrived yet. Oh. If you wouldn't wait 3 to 5 days before going to a shop to buy it, why should you wait 3 to 5 days before it turns up? Totally agree. They should instantly just send another one out. In fact, like I've said, unless it was shipped from the one you've bought it from. But this fulfilled by Amazon is a huge thing. In fact, that's what's caused another calamity. In terms of fulfilled by Amazon means that you send your stock to their distribution centre and they send it out. So it's sold via you, via their store. But ultimately, it's in their warehouse and they put a limit on how many of an item you can have in their warehouse. And that limit is 5,000, which, you know, is more than adequate for most people in most circumstances. At the moment, they've limited that to 200. I don't see how it's easier to have 25 deliveries of 200 to their warehouse or one delivery of 5,000. But I digress. And then they keep it on site and then they send it on, in which case they decide which courier to send it with. And if you've sent it Hermes or anybody else, basically, why? The Amazon people can get here, DPD can get here, UPS can get here. But Yodel, no. No. In fact, when it was, what was the green one? Was it Parcel Line? I think they went to the wall, not surprisingly. He actually said to us, eventually when he turned up 3 days late, he said, well, I'm not surprised. And we looked and said, what do you mean? And it was a printer he was bringing. And he said, you're on the crease in the A to Z. You're on the spine in the A to Z. Well, I'm sorry about that. Which wouldn't matter if it was a long road. But when it's a tiny little road with only 8 houses and you are in the crease of the A to Z, then they can't find you. Tell me about it. Oh, I'm liking that, Anthony. Saw a thing on Facebook. And good news is we've got a vaccine. Bad news, Hermes are delivering it. Oh, I got some more information about that. But let's look at Tracy's. Rough and tumble drying coat. That's right. And the mittens. Oh, you'll be popular with the mittens. Oh, you got those. Waiting for the identity tag you ordered. It's shocking, isn't it? We were very lucky with Lola that we went to Pets at Home. This was pre-COVID. Only by a few months, mind.
Somebody wants to go and play.
Well, take her out to play. She's been a good girl today. She has been a good girl. She's not been disturbed half as much as she was the other day. Oh, and bring up the bottles that you want filling with the hand sanitizer. Oh, the isopropyl alcohol arrived today. Not opened it yet, obviously. COVID cupboard. But it arrived. So at least I can refill those. Yeah, we were very lucky that we went in there and they had a whole range of tags to choose from. So I said to Mike, well, last time Maya wouldn't have thanked you for it. I said, but Lola's a bit of a princess dog. So we went for this pink diamante bling thing. She looks daggers at me when it goes on. But it's got to be done. She's so cute with it. Yes, the thing we were talking about last night about the vaccine and what was wrong with it, it was some kind of anaphylaxis. That the issue was, it was 2 NHS workers, which surprises me in a way. It wasn't anybody else. But they issued a little edict after that to the effect of, if you have allergies, then don't take it. And I said, allergies to what? You know, like a peanut. Peanut allergy didn't make it clear. Well, they did after that. Allergies to anything medicinal. So if you are got problem with a particular drug, which rules me right out of it then. Fabulous. Even if I wanted it, I wouldn't be able to have it because I'm allergic to penicillin. Appallingly allergic to penicillin. The only doctor I've ever trusted, which was the first GP, if you remember. Lovely guy. Lovely, lovely guy. He said to Mum he'd never seen, and he was old then. He was old when I was a kid. He was past retirement. He must have been in his 70s. He said he'd never seen anybody have an allergic reaction as bad as the one I had, and I nearly died. So whatever she did, whatever... You know, like they say to you, well, maybe we could try it again, which they did when I went in hospital and then tried to do that. But luckily, I'm on the ball with it. You must never say yes. It's that bad. So doesn't look like I'll be getting that one anytime soon. Oh, and Kim's allergic to a lot of drugs as well. Well, that's us knackered then, Kim. What are you doing next Christmas? We'll meet up online. Oh, we shall have a Manchester, Seattle Christmas party together while everybody else is out enjoying themselves. Well, at least, you know, it's actually made it easier because I know what that doctor said and it is all over my notes. My notes right across the front in like Sharpie bright red marker in letter 6 inches high says allergic to penicillin. Do not under any circumstances give this patient penicillin. So... until it's safe for people. Well, even if it was safe for the majority of people who are allergic to penicillin, doesn't it depend on your actual reaction to the penicillin? I mean, I won't say it was bad, but when they gave me penicillin for Maya, which was an amoxicillin clavulanic acid thing, which I think was supposed to be not quite as strong. Not sure, but it was a suspension in clavulanic acid. I had to wear gloves to give it to him. Every time the gloves went on, he scarpered. So I had to take to sitting there in the evening and just randomly putting these gloves on and sitting there so he got used to it. So it wasn't every time the gloves went on, that meant medication time. This was because he said you could put it in a straw and blow it like a blowpipe. Yeah, that didn't end well. I thought it was a bad idea, but you know, I tried everything else. He wouldn't have it in his food, he knew. He just wouldn't eat it. So I thought, well, you know, we could try the blowpipe thing then. But the thing was, you know, as you were trying to blow it, he was blowing back. So I ruled that out as far too dangerous. So it had to be the quick manoeuvre down the throat and away you went. Hence the gloves. So I actually had to touch it. Ah, fun and games, fun and games. Good night, Jonathan. Yes, your third graceful landing into marooned. It'll be fine. It'll be absolutely fine, she said with great confidence. So we're all missing something at the moment. But I'm having to ask for a refund on mine, Kim, if you know what I mean, because you know exactly what I mean. No. And the price has gone up as well. So they haven't got any that they can give me with it MIA. Royal Mail have it. Or they did do at some point. I wouldn't like to say they've got it anymore because they're idiots. What do you used to call it? They have a system and it's called Track and Trace. Oh, Parcel Force is their parcel service. So it's Royal Mail, but it's Royal Mail Parcel Force. Known all over the UK as Parcel Farce. I'll tell you one of the ones they had. A delivery of one of mine. It was a box of stationery from a supplier called Viking. So if you're in the UK, you've probably heard of Viking. It was basically like Staples, but mail order. They've been going for years and years. So when I set my business up, I set up a Viking business account. So I think it was only my second order with them. But I placed an order, and part of this order was some pencils, right? Oh, there you go. There's Anthony just proving the point. Parcel Force, they've just not delivered some labels I've ordered for work. There must be something about stationery with them, Anthony. No, what they did was the second order had some pencils with it. I think it was something like 50 pencils in a box. So, and I'd ordered other stuff as well. So the box itself was quite big and it had in it all the items that you'd bought. So things like rubber bands, paper clips, that kind of stuff, notebooks. It was all in this big box. So Viking said they'd sent it. It didn't turn up. So I gets on to them. Who've you sent it with? He said, Parcel. I'd have to be very careful here. Parcel Force. I said, you're kidding me. Parcel Farce. Anyway, it had totally gone missing. So then I'm on the phone to Parcel Farce trying to find out where it was. Eventually, I get through to somebody who could see it at the Manchester depot. It's on the van. I said, well, when are you getting it to me? Driver's not in. I said, well, and find another one. No, they were just going to leave this van that had been loaded up, sat there until the driver returned. But this is the kind of idiocy you're dealing with. So I said, well, I need this stuff. I said, can I just come down and pick it up?
If you like.
I thought, this is a joke. So I ends up down at the Parcel Farce office. And then they had to find the van. I thought, good grief. You know, I thought we were looking for the box. We've got to find the van first. Anyway, we found the right van. We gets in the van. And it's probably about half full of boxes. So we're moving through these boxes. And we move some boxes off the top and there's a big box on the bottom and I can see my name on it. He picks it up and I have no idea what they had done to it, but they'd managed to rip it to such a degree that as he picked it up, all these pencils went all over the van and there we were picking up 50 pencils. They'd fallen out of the box inside and then the shipping box as well. And I'm literally picking up pen refills, pencils, notebooks, you name it. We have to tip the box upside down and then just put everything in. We in the end had to empty half this van to make sure that we'd got all the bits and pieces. To say I wasn't impressed was an understatement. Right. Anthony took a drink from a water bottle your father had been used to take penicillin. Your lips started tingling. It's scary. I don't know what's in penicillin, obviously, that makes it so amazing for everybody else, that for those that are allergic, make it so bad. But you should have seen me in these rubber gloves. I did have some medication. Now, obviously, what they gave me wasn't penicillin, but they decided they'd put it in water. So then I had this like water bottle I'm walking around with and people would just reach out for a swig of it. Like I wouldn't if I were you, this medication is... You could not make this stuff up, but I don't think I'd risk it, even if they test it on people. So, oh dear, never mind. Might have to give that a miss. I'd be one of the few that I would have to rely on herd immunity. Yeah. Having seen the state of the intellect of the herd, might give that a miss as well. Oh no, I'm completely the opposite. I have tetracycline. And what's the other one? I have Septrin. Which isn't... Well, it's not contraindicated for me, but there's some very strange side effects with Septrin. When you're taking it... What's the other one, Kim? You knew the name of the other one. It's the one that they give you if you're allergic to penicillin at the dentist that's really powerful and you must not under any circumstances drink with it. That one. They give me that. But Septrin is as bad in terms of they tell you when you're taking it not to... Basically pretend you are a vampire. Do not go out in daylight. So you have to sit inside. I think she gave me 40 and you took, so it'd be 10 days worth. You took 4 a day. That's the one. Metronidazole. Yeah, I've got some of those actually next to the bed. Craig gave them to me just in case. He's a good lad, isn't he? Just in case. What was I talking about? Oh, get these pills. So you're not supposed to have any daylight. So whenever I was on these pills, I'd shut the curtains. And at the time, I was into my goth phase, black curtains. I would close the curtains and that was it. I would not go out to get any light on you at all. What was happening to people was their skin was blistering up. But I was always fine with it. Even before I knew I shouldn't be going out, I was always fine with it. So not everybody is the same if you... I'm not talking about anybody as in a person, any physical body. No, there are no physical bodies that are the same. And obviously the way I react to things is very, very different than the way other people react. Erythromycin. I've had erythromycin as well. But again, they're very strong, aren't they? And they do have really weird side effects. So not good. Oh, and Anton's allergic to erythromycin. No one is allergic to yet. And you're allergic to Septrin. We wouldn't be able to swap pills here, would we? There was an episode of New Tricks where all the old guys, it's like a cold case thing, all the old coppers got all their pills out and they were at a restaurant waiting for their boss. And you know the restaurants where they've got like a turntable in the middle? They were, oh, well, I've got these and I've got these. And what are they for? Oh, that's gout. No, this is a beta blocker. And he says, quick, she's on her way. And they all try grabbing their pills back and the thing's turning round. So heaven knows what pills they ended up with. But no, we wouldn't be able to swap, would we? No. I've not heard of anybody allergic to those two, but they have stopped prescribing Septrin because the side effects are so bad. But do you know, that's the only thing that ever worked for me. Now, luckily, I'm still with the doctor. Well, rumour has it, she's still alive, I think. I swear she was an old woman when I signed up with her. Clearly not as old as I thought she was. But we have a deal going. I go in and tell her what I want. I don't tell her what's wrong with me. I go in and tell her what I want and she gives it to me. And it's worked well for years, has that. The last time I went, anyway, which was 1994. It was the day they buried Matt Busby. Because Mike said, are you going out your way to see the Busby funeral? And I said, you know, it should be a family thing, so no. So I'm sitting in the doctor's, minding my own business, looking out the front window. And Matt Busby lived about half a mile from us. And there was this cortege going past. And there it was, Sir Matt, in flowers on the side of it. And I thought, oh, well, in that case, I did see the funeral. So I went in and she was like, how are you? I said, I'm fine. Can I have 40 Septrin, please? She said, yep, fine. And gave it to me. Didn't even ask what was wrong. Oh, that's trust right there for you. That's because when my mum went in, mum was like talking to her about what was wrong. And when she'd finished, the doctor said, you can tell you've had medical training. And my mum nodded sagely. So she gave her what she wanted. And mum came home. Everything mum knew about medicine, she taught herself. Which, to be honest, I'd trust more than some medical schools out there. Just saying. But yeah, we have a really good relationship. As long as I'm left alone. Oh, chicken! Come on, Lola. Come and say hello for everybody. Lola. She's looking at chicken.
You've had plenty to eat.
Are you going to say hello to everybody?
Come on.
Say chicken. Oh, chicken!
Oh, she's off again with the chicken. Excellent. So Kim's ended up in ER so many times after taking meds. Dad told me just go park at the hospital when I'd taken you off.
She's flopped on a bed with chicken.
Hey, Kim, he's quite right, though. I mean, that's the best place to be, just in case, isn't it? Oh, Kiva's looking at the computer with Miss Chicken. She's left her alone for a while, hasn't she?
Yeah.
But she's back with Chicken now, big style. We've got some Christmas presents for her. But they're wrapped up and they're in disguise as tech toys. So she's leaving them alone. But we got a whole box full. Oh, he's going to be excited. Oh. So Anthony, after being in A&E, went to see the GP, told her what had happened. Doctor said, if you had medical training, I said, no, I just listen. She said she wished my medical students would give a history like that. This sounds like all the medical students I've ever met. In fact, the ones that I've met weren't even students. They'd actually got through that stage. They were at the initial baby practice stage. You know, the one that didn't know a cillin from a mycin, that imbecile. Then there was the one who took 37 attempts to draw blood, that other imbecile. I would much rather talk to somebody who has experienced it. But this COVID thing has kind of proved the point. And I know I'm making a general sweeping generalisation here, but generally, people are stupid, aren't they? Obviously not the MacBiters. Not us. Everybody else. The people who are like, well, you know, I've had half my jab now, I'm going out. And like, well, just a minute, you need to have the other half. All the people in London going out. And it's like, I can't understand people. I just can't. I watch what they've got to say. And there was a girl on and she'd just gone to university. She had digs to go to, so she was in residence at the university. She could either go or she could stay at home and she could do the course online. She had a boyfriend, she had a mum and dad, you know, whole family there. And she was weeping and wailing on a BBC interview saying, but it's affected my mental health. You're not exactly living in a tent in the middle of a war zone, love. You know, they're giving you the option that you can have your education at university if you want. You can have it at home if you want. You get all the support known to mankind. You've got your family with you. You've got your boyfriend supporting you. And you're worried about your mental health. It's not like you've been told you've got a terminal illness. I can't understand that. I really can't understand that. I wake up every morning and think, thank God the biggest problem in my life is the fact that the iMac's a bit on the iffy side. Obviously, the new iMac... We're thinking of swapping it at some point. Do you think it's wise to swap it just before the live show tomorrow? Do you think that's wise? Is it built up yet? No. It's going to take days, weeks to get everything just nuanced. But I am making copious notes for Kim so I can explain what I do and why I do it and the data transfer. I'm presuming, Kim, you mean the nuanced things rather than big data stuff. Like, they're in my documents folder, so I'll move them from one documents folder to another. It's things like the things you will have wiped before you remember that you need them. Those kind of things. Hidden things. I'm with you on that, Kim. My friend gets all her groceries delivered but lets people in the house all the time. It's not logical. It's not. The things that people do, like they'll go out with a mask and then they'll wear it across their mouth but not their nose. And then they'll go out and they'll say how worried they are about going out and then they'll be interviewed and they'll be on the BBC. And I'm like, well, what are you stopping to be interviewed for then? Like, we didn't even let the gas man in the other day, did we?
No.
No, you can stand outside. What we normally do with the gas and electric, because we don't have a smart meter, they can read from miles away. They actually do, you know, like circa 1932, have to come in the house to read the meter. But why don't you just ask for the numbers? Because what we can do, we would write the numbers on a piece of paper and we sellotape it to the window. Just above the CCTV, so we know that they've got it. Just whiz back through the CCTV. Oh, yeah, he's looking at it now. And you sorted. That's worked for years. So why all of a sudden do they need to come in? I'm not at all sure why they need to come in. But nobody's been in. Not since the Virgin Man. And obviously, that was an exception because he was putting fast internet in. Exactly, Anthony. You hear these celebrities complaining how hard they found lockdown whilst living in the massive mansions. I cannot fathom it. Early on, probably within the first 3 weeks, the BBC did some like interviews with people who were finding it tough. And when you saw their circumstances, you realised how come they were finding it tough. We were not supposed to be going out anywhere, full stop. And they interviewed this lady, I think she was a single mum, but she did have help from her mother. But I don't think the fathers of these kids were anywhere around. And she had 4 children under 10. And one of them was either ADHD or autistic. And she was carrying one of these kids. There was another one in a pram. And I thought, you know, she said, like, well, I can cope with my mum helping, but I can't cope with my mum not helping. And I'm thinking, am I being unkind to think, well, how about you think about that before you have the kids and not after? Because we thought long and hard when Maya died. Obviously, we would have loved another dog. But circumstances were such that, like, it really wouldn't be fair, and certainly not with a puppy. And it wasn't it wasn't in our best interest not to have a dog. It was in the dog's best interest that the dog got the attention that it deserved. Obviously, by the time Lola turned up, things had all calmed down. And that was the essence of, can you adopt Lola? Because our lifestyle doesn't support what's best for Lola anymore. And that's the basis that we did it. But, you know, you're having kids and thinking what? Oh, well, I can afford to have another one now because that one's at school. So I've got time and attention I can devote to this one. And now all of a sudden, they're not in school. And now you're stuck with them. I would work on the principle of, like, the worst case scenario when I was working out how many would be a good idea to have. I mean, can you imagine having 12 Sammies?
No, not really.
No. One is a handful. 2 would be an overwhelm. But I do know people who actually have 12. Clearly, they live in the middle of nowhere and the dogs howl away all night. But those people had it tough. She was in a one-bedroom flat with 4 kids with no play area because they'd cordoned the play area off. So there was no garden to walk around. But all the celebs, do you remember? I can't remember which celeb it was because, you know, I don't really know one end of a celeb from the other. But whoever it was, I think, like, one was the partner of this person, possibly husband, was fairly famous. And she was fairly famous. But other than that, I have no idea who they were. But they were saying how difficult it was. And they were saying how they coped and how they got up. And they had their healthy breakfast and they did their healthy exercise. Next day in the paper, it turned out they got 2 nannies living with them. Of course you can cope. We always say that when Nina, Mike and Rach bring the girls, their grandchildren, Rachel's nieces. One was, Ava was 2 or 3 at the time. The other one would have been about 6 and the other one would have been about 9. And we always say when they go to church, it takes more than one-on-one to look after them. So you've got Nina, Mike and Rachel. Me and Mike. So there's 5 of us and 3 kids, and it takes us all our time to keep them occupied. Can you get the hymn books? Yes. Can you sort out that? Have you ordered the tea? I've sorted that. Can you get the girls a cake? Have they got any biscuits? By the time you sit down, you are absolutely exhausted. And I said to Rachel, you know, I don't know how you cope. I said, because it's taken 5 of us to keep them occupied for 2 hours. She said, I know, I need a nap. Kids are hard work. They are. So to choose to have that many, I know you couldn't predict maybe that there'd be a global pandemic and you'd end up looking after them, but they're your kids. But it must be incredibly difficult in a flat. And another one was a guy, his wife had died and he had 3 kids. And again, they were very young. And they were, what worried me was, in their flat, they were okay. But obviously the kids needed to go out. And he took them out. And you could see them, you know, reaching out for the door handle of the communal door. And I'm like, no, don't touch it. Elbow the door open. But these people who, if the biggest problem in your life is, you know, what designer outfit you're going to wear today. Yeah, that's not a problem. Not a problem. Only in your mind. That's not a mental health issue, that. So yes, that's exactly what you meant. Yeah, things like you've added words to the custom dictionary, Kim. Where on earth is that? And how do you transfer that? What's another one I thought of? Oh, fonts. Because if I swap these machines over and then I open my presentation, it is going to scream blue murder. Because 99% of the fonts won't be there. As Mike found out this morning, didn't he? Yes. But he found the missing font and headed off to locate it online. Alessia Milano. She was on Twitter with a knitted mask. You can see her nose through the mask. Yeah, not right in the head, some of these. Not right in the head. We've got one over here. Not quite the equivalent of that Tobin guy. Was it Tobin? The one with the Zoom incident. But she is about... She's not liked, is she, Kay Burley?
No.
She's mocked a bit. She is. She's the Sky News anchor. And she's mocked because she's a bit OTT. I will say some of the criticism is because she's a woman, but you know, like, oh, silly woman. You wouldn't say that if it was a guy, but if they were as over the top as she is. But she is over the top. She gets very giddy when there's a royal birth, and when she starts trying to interview somebody, the stuff she comes out with is like, is she actually a journo, or is she just somebody they wheeled in out of the kitchens? Because she doesn't make that much sense. But she is the Sky News anchor. Went out to her own birthday party, she assures us, at a COVID-secure restaurant. Then, which I'm not sure how many people can mingle, whether it's COVID-secure or not. Then on the way back, she gets a taxi, or she's waiting for an Uber or a taxi. And she gets caught short. So then she needs to use the facilities somewhere. So she goes into another restaurant, obviously handily placed, to use the facilities. She comes out, she then gets in the taxi and heads off home. Then do they go to another venue, or was it her house?
No, they went to somebody's house. I don't know if it was her house.
They went to a house where there were people mixing from more than three households. You are not supposed to be mingling with anybody. And wasn't there something else after that? It was like three strikes and you were out.
Can't remember.
It was like the most stupid thing you could hear. She's now been banned for 6 months. Her employers have banned her being on air for 6 months. You just couldn't make it up, could you? Do you remember that right back at the very beginning when the message was, stay home? It's two words, stay home. How can this be misinterpreted? Because I saw that message and I haven't left the house since. This is not difficult. I mean, our house isn't a mansion, is it, in terms of we could live in, you know, like nine of us could live in separate apartments in it. It's big enough. It's just big enough. We've got the extension at the back, but we haven't done the, like, let's add another bedroom and three bathroom thing. It's just big enough. I mean, it was enough for you, me, Maya and Mum and Dad. And now Mum and Dad aren't here. OK, we've indulged ourselves and got an office and a studio. But it's big enough. But, you know, if we'd had a stinking set to, there's not that much room to avoid each other, is there?
That's true, actually.
Good job we've not had a stinking set. He's thinking about that. Look at him. He's really thinking about that.
No, I'm thinking there's a sofa in the extension.
That's about it. There's a dog blanket on there as well, so yeah, it'd be quite comfy if needed.
Yeah, there's all the spare chickens.
Tobin, I remembered his name. He got sacked, didn't he? Well, she's not exactly got sacked, but it's a close thing. 6 months off air.
Yeah, well, we know somebody who went and slept in the car overnight.
Oh, we do. God almighty. What was that row about?
I've no idea.
My dad.
No, what? I'm thinking of somebody else. Carl.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it must be a thing. No, my mum and dad had a stinking set too. I can't even remember over what, but trust me, he'll have been in the wrong, because he always was. Or is that just me taking her side? And he went out and he sat in the car. And the thing was, he couldn't drive it anywhere because our house is on the corner and we have a drive in front of the garage, which you could put one car in the garage and one on the drive. But the garage is full of washing machines and dryers and stuff, so we don't use that for the car. So at the time, we would have had three cars. And Mike comes in last and went out first. so his needed to be at the back. But Dad was obsessed, wasn't he? He did not like to feel fenced in. So he always wanted his car at the back. And that in itself caused many, many stinking set-tos. Because I would say, like, the one I remember, do you remember when I went out to get that 17-inch monitor, big CRT monitor?
Mm.
Right, I'd ordered it from Scan in Bolton. So that is a 20-odd mile round trip. But when you get, no, 40-odd mile round trip, when you get there, you have no idea what the queue is going to be like. And it's not a shop like PC World or somewhere where there's a million serving. It's a family-run thing. So, you know, if there happen to be 20 in front of you, it's going to take you longer than if you walk in and it's empty. Which was why I was going in the middle of the day trying to make it after the lunchtime rush but before the evening rush. So I gets outside and I says to Dad, can you move your car, please, so I could get out? Because mine's on the grass next to the house. How long will you be? Well, if there was one question, you know, like as an independent young lady, if there's one question I do not want, it's my father keeping tabs on me. How long will you be? I said, how do I know? So it kicked off. So every time I went out, he would say, how long are you going to be? Like I was five. Now, bear in mind, at the time I was about 38. So Mum would be like, leave her alone. She'll be as long as she'll be. You can shift it when she gets back. But he wouldn't just put his on the inside and just let you park at the back. Oh, no. He had to be at the back, like the Grand Poo Bar. So that kicked it off. But this particular night, I cannot remember what kicked it off. It wasn't with me, which made a change. It was him and Mum. So he went outside and he sat in his car. He couldn't drive it anywhere because Mike's was at the back and he hadn't asked him to move. So he just sat in his car like some sado. So I went out and said, don't be ridiculous. You know, get back inside. I don't recall it being like Christmas where it was absolutely freezing, but it wasn't warm. Would he move? And he just wanted, like everybody, to go outside and fuss over him. So I said, if you're intent...
Stroke his ego.
Yes. I said, if you're intent on staying there, I said, fine, do you want a blanket? And he then looked at me like, oh, she's not going to come back, and fawn all over me. Eventually, after about 5 hours, he wandered back in, absolutely frozen solid. But no, there wouldn't be that many places to hide if we'd had a stinking row. But we're not going to have a laughable holiday this year. We've decided. It's not good enough, these laughable holidays. I've said to Mikey, if we can just... Because he said something about December not being good. And he said, well, your gran died, my gran died, my dad died, Mum died. So I said, yeah, if you could just stop reminding me of that. December's not generally a good month. But in our family, it was always October. My gran hated October. So when it came to October, she'd reel off the list of people who had died in previous Octobers. And unfortunately, you know, like proving the point, when my granddad got taken in, he had a kidney problem. And it was not one that was going, it was something he was going to have to live with. But it was something that, technically speaking, you could live with. It wasn't like his kidneys had failed. He'd had this kidney condition for years, and yet all the while I'd known him, trust me, since he was about 20. But he went in hospital, and they said, you know, she said, like, he's going to be okay, isn't he? And this imbecile of a doctor said, oh, absolutely, he's got 10 years or more. So that was just what she wanted to hear, until she turned up the next day and he was dead. And I thought, if you'd have just kept your mouth shut, if she'd have been worried and concerned enough, it wouldn't have come as the blinding shock that it did to walk in to find him literally breathing his last. At least she made it, but only just. Literally, only just. And then she did the same to my mum and my auntie. We got a phone call about 3:10 in the morning, and it was the nurse that was on overnight. And she said, I think I answered it, actually. And she said, you need to get down here now. And I thought, well, you know, they're not going to ring you at that time in the morning if they're not absolutely spot on with it. So they got down there literally just as she went, just like exactly what happened with my granddad. Exactly. Good job she not locked up and set the burglar alarm. Anthony, if she'd have thought of that, you know, she might just have done it on him. Oh, he was like a little boy. He was like a little boy. He wanted her to go out and say, come in, love. And Mum was like, yeah, he can do what he likes. I'm not going. Oh, so when Kim was a little girl, she decided to run away in the winter Finally got cold and my parents had locked the door. After ringing the bell, my dad answers and said, I thought you'd moved out. And they finally let me in.
What did you do?
Do you know, so they were probably worried sick and watching your every move out of the window. But it's a very wise thing, isn't it? Like, let you go back. Thing was, did you ever do it again, Kim? Because I can honestly say Dad didn't. Once he realised she was prepared to let him sleep outside in the car, he never did it again. gotta love it, haven't you? Hello! Where's Chicken?
Chicken's downstairs.
Oh, so it's food you're after. We've decanted.
You've had food.
Oh, she's had enough.
You have had
enough. She has had enough. But we've decanted all your food, haven't we? Into proper little bags. These little bags. Yes, ordered them. And they've been de-COVIDed. And we've got little bags that don't make quite as much noise. They also don't rip as much, do they? And what's better still, they're clear plastic bags and you can see the treats through them. Daddy, I can assure you I haven't had enough because look, I've collapsed. I've collapsed from sheer hunger right at your feet.
No, you've collapsed from running around.
She's collapsed from how much she's eaten.
We've had the football out.
Is this the flattened
That's
one?
That's the flat one.
The boomerang.
There's virtually nothing left of. And we've had ropey and we've had bouncy ball.
Oh, you're a lucky girl.
And we take out the tiniest piece of rag when we go out.
Oh, is that Green Dragon as well?
Green Dragon.
Because there was the orange
Or the orange toy. One, yeah, we've still got bits of the orange
When we say tiny piece, we literally mean
a loincloth.
If that. Some of these pieces are like 3 inches and she still wants it. We'll have to see how you behave with a new toy, won't we? Oh, ear twitch then. Ear twitch, definitely an ear twitch. You know when I'm talking about things you want, don't you? And I have got a bit of audio of her talking. So... There she goes. I have, haven't I? Don't talk again. Because you're not really close enough to the microphone to be picked up that well. But I have got some audio. This is her telling me she wants some treats. Can you hear her? You never run away again. Exactly. He was a very wise man, your father, Kim. Keep going. So I'll move the microphone so they can hear you. Chunnering on and complaining. We've just been talking about first world problems, girl. You do not have any problems, do you? Just like we don't have any problems. Even if we didn't have any food or toilet paper, we still wouldn't have any problems, would we? She's looking a bit perplexed at that idea. Oh, you heard that one. What I did There she goes. What I did the other night was put the phone on in record mode and put it up against one of our helmets and I left it there. And she came in and she's looking at me and she's waiting while I finish my drink or whatever. And then she's then she starts chunnering just like that. And she didn't really if I'd start the recorder, she shuts up. But it was already recording. Yes, you were outwitted, weren't you? You were outwitted. And they're going to hear you, making your displeasure known. She's wagging her tail, so she's okay. You're all right, aren't you, girl? Yes, so what we're doing as soon as we finish this show is moving computers again. I've decided I'll do some kind of floor plan, Kim, so you know where they all are. But all the moving that I'd done, I've had to rejig again. We've got a dead one. Already the hard drive's dead, and I knew about that. But I had it booting to an external, which was grand. But it's not booting to that anymore. Yes, that's what I did. I grumbled just like that. I chunnered at it like you're doing. So that one's going to move to make way for the one that's on my desk to go behind me. We need video of all this, don't we? She sounds just like Kiva's boyfriend, the husky. Kiva's got a boyfriend. Now, Theo still lives around here, doesn't he?
Saw Theo the other week.
And I know Theo is the name of Tracy's dog, but this is Theo. What should we call him?
The cereal.
Well, that's what we call him, but he's a bit of a Lothario, is Theo. He once... Was that Lucy?
No.
There was a dog he was having a dabble with on the park anyway, and he just gets in situ, as it were. And Maya stood there watching him, and Maya's on the lead, with eyes on stalks. Poor Maya. He'd never partaken, had he?
No.
Well, if you discount
Theo's
that
the cat.
Oh, Theo's the cat.
Theo's the cat. Piddle Pooch is the dog.
Piddle Pooch is the dog. But I knew there was a Theo. What are you like? Well, Theo has to be avoided at all cost around here, Theo the dog. Because he's got a reputation, hasn't he? So you have to avoid him because you've got batteries. I don't think he has he?
I'm sure he has.
Well, do you know, I don't know, because they say, don't they, have the dogs done, particularly the boys, and then they won't do that. They do. You should see Ollie. He's like a jackhammer when he gets going. It makes no difference whatsoever. Yeah. Well, you're going to have to be... Well, all right, I might have to give you a treat just so you go and settle, because there's kit moving going to happen. Got the ear twitch again.
She can't settle till everything's done, because I need the ladders as well.
Oh, no. This happened the other day, didn't it? We got the ladders out and a paint pot and a paintbrush, and it was like, what are you doing? And I thought, yeah, she's never seen
this. We've shifted the stuff, then she can go in the bedroom.
Do you know, I don't think we got enough pictures of the paint actually happening. You know, when I got the lid off?
Mm.
My mum had this whole thing going on with the paint. She always had vinyl silk emulsion, not matte. So inside the house is vinyl silk, but the extension, I said to Mike, I'm not putting silk on that because you'll be blinded with the sun. So I used matte paint on that. But I said, there must be some paint. And what she did with it was she bought really good quality paint, the Dulux stuff. Because Dad wants, you know, when she sent him out for emulsion, he came back with the decorator's pot of emulsion. We opened it. It was like tap water. It was like tap water that somebody, well, like milk. And she looked at it and she said, "There's no. You'd need about 27 coats of that." So what she did, which was a fabulous idea, particularly when you're in the office and you're trying to paint, she'd let the paint settle. So if she wanted to do the painting in July, she'd buy the paint at Christmas and she would let it settle. She wouldn't touch it at all. And we're talking like a big 15-litre pot of it as well. And then she'd take the lid off, and on the top of this paint, there'd be like a liquid. It looked like oil, but it wasn't because it's water-based paint. And she would pour that oil off it into like a jug or something and then put a lid on it. And then she would stir up what was left, and it made the paint much thicker. So when she put the paintbrush in, because she didn't like using a roller, mind you, we used a roller, didn't we? I'll eventually get the paint out of my hair. So she'd use a brush, but because this paint was so thick, it was like painting with cream cheese. There was no drips anywhere. Well, I'm trying to explain to Mike, because he's up the ladder while I'm holding the ladder. Now, Mike's not got much experience with painting, but I'm saying like, no, Mike. Don't do it slowly, Mike. I said, get a reasonable amount of paint on the brush. I said, and then get it on the wall. I said, and then work it in. And he's trying to be so careful. I'm like, no. Now you've got drips. Faster. It would have made a fantastic video. Anyway, the paint is now on the wall. Yeah, it's looking good. Oh, you big soft baby. I could take a picture of you two doing schmooches. But we'll leave it alone, won't we? Because the minute I move to move this kit, you'll jump up giddy. But hopefully we'll have some video. When it's finally finished, we'll have some video of where it's at and a map of where all the iMacs are. A bit like one of those maps when you go to the zoo and it says, like, you know, the chimpanzees are here and the little dot that says you are here. We'll do a kind of MacBytes headquarters map of where all the kit is. So, you know, when we talk about it, you can refer to the map and imagine it in your mind. Sammy's are very sensitive to change, Kim. It's really weird. On that list I told you about, that Sam Smiles list it was called, and it all got disbanded after a row. But all the Sammies, whenever there was any like DIY to be done or anything, they'd start fretting. They didn't like things moving around, did not like change full stop. One of them ended up at the vets because of this, because a lady was having her kitchen done. So they moved all the stuff out of the kitchen into like the lounge area. And the dog got so fretted up that she started walking behind them, thinking that they were going to leave her or something, that they were like basically packing her bags for her. And she was walking behind them so closely, one of them stepped back and stepped on her paw. Total accident. But she ended up, they thought they'd better take her to the vet just in case, and she ended up with a broken toe. So she ended up having to stay at the vet's for 2 nights while they dealt with this broken toe, which wouldn't have happened, but for the fact they were having the house redone. And she said, I'm never, ever, ever going to have the house redone again. And I totally get that. Mayer was as bad. He was fine. Even when things like weren't tidy, he was fine with it. But, you know, you started to try and like, well, I'll just put this over here and I'll tidy up a bit. And he didn't like that. Did not like that. What will the map include? The furniture draw you. I could do that, Tracy. I could. That would probably actually help Mike. Because I always say to Mike, oh, it's in the drawer. You know which one. And, you know, there's 66 drawers in this. Well, there's 66 in the Helmers. There's 4 in my desk. There's 3 on a drawer unit on top of my desk. So there's probably over 70 drawers in here. And I will literally say to him, it's in the drawer. He'll say which one and I'll go mental. The only one that has got a label on it, and I don't know why I've put a label on it because it's me that put the notebooks in there, is the top one near me, which is where my notebooks are. But I'm loving the idea of going down to that level when I've got the right things in the right drawers. But I will admit at the moment, Tracy, I'm a bit mid-drawer organisation. But I can certainly say where they actually are. Because what I wanted to do with it, I was thinking of doing that for an OmniGraffle demo. But I need the measurements of the room to make it accurate. Because I know the size of the stuff that's in it, but I don't actually know. We haven't measured, like, the length of the walls. You do that when you're having carpet put in. I think I'd just, like, throw a rug in the middle of the room. It would be easier than move everything. But yeah, that's a good idea. The latest one we had was Mike, who needed a USB-C to HDMI. Only he comes in and tells me he needs a HDMI to a weird end. And I said, well, what are we talking about? And he said, I don't know what it is. So we had to take a picture. So that, I said, we've probably got one of those. I said, that'll be in the thing on the back of the door. So what we've got on the back of the door, I mean, it's really a cheap thing. It would be fantastic if we could get like one that looked better. But you know the things that you put an over-the-door hanging thing? A lot of people used to put shoes in them, but you can organise like makeup and stuff. Well, guess what's in mine? Tech toys. And what I did with it, I did buy some index cards that just fitted. And I thought, I'll write on the index card what's in each one. I've never actually sat down and organised it. What I've done is, as something new has arrived, I've either put it with its brethren or I've started a new one. So that would be an interesting exercise as well, wouldn't it? You're looking for office space inspiration. Ours is probably better if you're looking for a way of hiding 3 million items in an office. But we were actually thinking, well, I was thinking, Mike just went white, of extending Mike's desk. Because he had an issue with his monitor. I'll let him tell you that. So there might be a few changes. Apart from the fact that the piece of wood I needed to make this work was, I think it was 50. I think it was £54. But it was 3 metres long, so I was quite happy with that. I then went and looked at the delivery, because obviously I'm not going to pick it up. It's 3 metres long. And it said, I knew the delivery wasn't cheap, but it said underneath the item, this is a heavy item and it will take 2 people to deliver it. Therefore, there is a delivery surcharge of £20. And I thought, so it's £20 on top of the delivery. Now, if the delivery is £3.99, fair enough. The delivery was already, I think it was £29 plus VAT. So by the time I'd added the delivery on top of the price of the thing, the delivery cost more. And then I got stubborn with myself and said, I'm not paying that. Oh, Kim, he should, shouldn't he? I don't know what he drills, but he never stops. If so, do you know, if anybody ever needed somebody to break in and steal something, it's his drill. Because there's never like hammering or sawing. It's always drilling. But if you're drilling holes, in what? And you can tell by the noise, it's not wood, it's brick. There wouldn't be any bricks left. I have no idea what he does in there, but he never stops. Never, never, never stops. So, yes, I can quite do with that. They had their bathroom done, and I think that took 7 months. So here's hoping they never have anything else done. She's sat on chicken now, hasn't she? I do think so.
She's a mad dog.
She is a mad dog.
She took chicken out.
Chicken. If it makes her happy.
Chicken's been around the garden.
Chicken wanted to go around the garden, and then when Chicken comes back, she'll want something to eat. But we're going to head off.
Should we go and get something to eat?
We better have before we move these machines, because... Oh, and Valium, Mike. I'm going to need Valium if I'm going to move this. Because the thing is, I know it's not ready for tomorrow yet. So what I've decided to do is do my work on it tonight and install stuff as we go, which has proved expensive, hasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. How much have you spent so far? Topping 300 quid, I think, in just software. Because the license you've got is already on the other machine, yeah, and you intend to keep the other machine. So lots of licenses need to be dealt with. But it's a story. How about we put that in the next MacBite?
I've already written my notes. So don't spoil the story.
That's what I'm saying. No, I won't. I'll leave it all to you. But the next MacBite. But you see, we can say the next MacBite because Jonathan's gone.
I'll when give you a least... teaser. It's expensive.
I think they would already work that one out, you know. I'm sure they would. Anyway, we're going to head off, have something to eat, move the iMac. I'm going to curse all night at it. Oh, this is missing and that's missing. And then probably move it back tomorrow. But we'll see how that goes. We will see how it goes. And we will be back with you tomorrow when it is a two-show Friday. But for the moment, it's good night from me.
And it's good night from Chicken. It's good night from me.
And we will both see you next time. Stay safe, guys.